On vient d'écouter Taxi Girl, La Femme Écarlate. On continue dans le trip Halloween, au cas où vous n'auriez pas compris. Et puisqu'on est dans le trip Halloween, eh bien si on écoutait par exemple notre ami Christophe Lemaire.
Opéra de Manhattan. Pas mal celle-là. Hein? Là, je parle au bisseux, le bisseux qui est en vous. J'ai découvert le film à l'époque, dans les années 80, au marché du film de Cannes. Donc, on est en plein âge d'or argentesque. Donc, nous, on était restés sur Phenomena et on était comme des oufs à voir finalement un des films les plus chers de Dario Argento, parce que je crois que le film avait coûté quelque chose comme 7 millions de dollars à l'époque, ce qui était une somme énorme allouée pour un film de fou. Dario est un grand expérimentateur fou. Qui se permet des choses complètement invraisemblables dans ses films. Je parle au point de vue technique. Il y a deux séquences cultes dans l'opéra. La première séquence culte technique, c'est la fameuse séquence dans l'opéra avec l'attaque des corbeaux, avec la vue subjective des corbeaux. Ce que j'adore chez Argento, c'est ses vues subjectives. C'est quand même l'homme qui a fait dans Inferno, qui a fait une vue subjective du son. Comme quoi, quand tu prends de la drogue, ça aide à faire des films de fous. Parce qu'opéra, c'est un immense terrain d'expérimentation filmique pour Dario Argento. Donc ça ne veut pas dire qu'il y a que du bon, hein. Il y a des trucs bizarres, il y a des trucs un peu kitsch. Et du coup, on est là, on regarde ça, mais qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Tiens, voilà, 7 millions de dollars, tu fais ce que tu veux, et il a fait ce qu'il a voulu. Et il y a cette fameuse séquence, qui reste une des séquences les plus mythiques de l'histoire du cinéma d'Argento. Il y a cette fille qui est obligée d'assister au meurtre en ayant des épingles qui lui tiennent les paupières en l'air, ce qui fait qu'elle ne peut pas ne pas voir, donc elle est attachée à un poteau. Je crois que c'est une des séquences les plus sadiques que j'ai jamais vues dans une salle de cinéma à l'époque. Dans la vie, c'est un mec très gentil, très calme, mais qui, à l'intérieur, a des pulsions sadiques absolument invraisemblables. Un soir, je vous jure que c'est vrai, j'étais chez moi, je voyais un film de Argento en VHS, on est quand même dans les années 80. Du coup, je repensais à Opéra, que j'avais vu au marché du film, parce que le film n'est jamais sorti en France, hein. Opéra n'est jamais sorti en salle, il est sorti directement en VHS. Et pendant que je regardais le film, j'ai commencé à mettre des allumettes, sur les, comme ça, pour faire comme l'héroïne d'Opéra, pour essayer de voir quel effet ça pouvait faire. Donc j'ai regardé un bout des Frissons de l'angoisse, avec des allumettes plantées dans les, comme ça, entre les paupières, et elle se dit, putain, c'est chiant, c'est bizarre. Ce film ne sort pas en salle, et pour cause qu'un ovni total. Donc les distributeurs ne savent pas quoi en faire, le film sort directement en VHS chez Columbia ou RCA, je ne sais plus. Et puis là, tout d'un coup, chat qui fume, Blu-ray, paf, le miracle. Donc le miracle, la résurrection. C'est un film zombie comme ça. Je suis opéra, je suis le film zombie. J'arrive vers vous. C'est un choc, comme ça. Aïe, oh putain. Je pense que je voulais faire pour de faux. Merde, j'en bave. Il y avait un ami, Dieu et son âme, qui s'appelait Benoît Lestang, qui était maquilleur. Benoît avait fait les maquillages d'un film produit par Argento qui s'appelait Masque de cire, réalisé par un autre maquilleur, réalisé par Sergio Stivaliti. Et à un moment dans le film, je crois qu'il y a un enfant qui doit pleurer. Et Argento était sur le tournage en tant que producteur. Et pour faire pleurer l'enfant n'arrivant pas à pleurer, Argento, qui était hors champ, s'est jeté hors champ au pied de l'enfant. Donc l'enfant était cadré comme ça. Il s'est acheté, et il lui a pris le mollet, il lui a mordu le mollet, à toute berzingue, comme ça. L'enfant a commencé à chialer, et Steve Eletti a eu sa prise. C'est un type qui était sur Allociné, qui sous le pseudo de nom de Zeus, dit, à propos d'opéra, « Et puis les morceaux de hard rock intempestifs au moment des meurtres, ça ne fait rêver que toi, Dario. » Eh ben, je suis pas d'accord, nom de Zeus, ça ne fait pas rêver que Dario, ça nous fait rêver nous aussi. On adore les morceaux de hard rock dans les films d'Argento et dans l'opéra. Quand vous regarderez le Blu-ray d'opéra au chat qui fume, n'hésitez pas à fumer un bon gros pétard.
Bon, alors évidemment, la dernière phrase, le jury ne tiendra pas compte, hein, comme on dit dans les films, dans les séries américaines policières. On écoute Richard Pryor, We Know Dealing with Dracula.
Winos deal with it, though.
Right? Wino, Pop.
Winos never get afraid of nothing but running out of wine. That's the only thing that panic a wino. Wino could deal with Dracula. Right, anyway. Hey, man! Say, nigga, you with the cake. What you doing picking in them people's window? What's your name, boy? Dracula. What kind of name is that for a nigga? Where you from, fool? Transylvania. I know where it is, nigga. You ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world, you know. Even though you is the ugliest. Oh, yeah, you ugly motherfucker. Why don't you get your teeth fixed, nigga? That shit hanging all out your mouth. Why don't you go get you an orthodontist? That's a dentist, you know, huh? It's 1975, boy. Get your shit together. What's wrong with your nature? Got that dirt all on the back of your neck. You're a filthy little motherfucker, too. You got to be home before the sun come up. You ain't lying, motherfucker. See your ass in the day, you gotta get arrested. You wanna suck what? Suck some black niggas, you some kind of freak, boy? A ugly freak? You ain't sucking nothing here, Junior. Suck your ass on away from here, what you better do. Wanna suck some blood, go down to the blood bank, nigga. Hope you get sick of cell.
Thank you.
Triumphatus sad.
Triumphatus sad, Jakula, un groupe, on va dire, de proto-heavy metal des années, de la fin des années 60, dont j'ai entendu parler via le fanzine Old Coffin, qui a fait un sujet sur les groupes italiens du genre Death SS, les précurseurs de Death SS et ceux qui ont suivi. Donc, il cite notamment Mortuary Drape, Opéra Noné, et puis avant, donc il y a Jakula, et puis il y a au moins une tripotée d'autres groupes dans les années 60, 70, 80. DSSS étant la charnière justement entre les années 70 et 80. DSSS dont on a parlé déjà, dont on a passé en plus des morceaux. On poursuit avec Kidnap Thatcher Dracula. On vous rappelle que c'est une spéciale Halloween, on va dire les prolongations de prolongations.
Vincent Price fan. I always have been. He's probably one of the best-known actors probably in the entire world. And we talked with him the last time he was here about being like stereotyped in movies as always the villain and been most successful at it. And off-screen, when he's not acting, he has a great variety of interests. Art, of course, is one of them. He has a beautiful book called The Treasury of American Art. And his newest film, what would you think the name of this is? Theater of Blood. Is coming out soon. Would you welcome, please, Mr. Vincent Price? Yes.
Good evening.
Do you get that all the time? Like that's all you've ever done in motion pictures, which it's not.
I know, no. But you know, I was so jealous that you had Cass Elliot Day in Baltimore. I've never had Vincent Price Day in St. Louis.
Never?
No, they probably hang me from the arch.
Now, when they hear that, I'll bet you 8 to 5, before the week is out, you'll get a letter saying we want a hold of Vincent Price Day in St. Louis. I saw you the other night talking about typecasting. It was a Western.
Yeah.
You played a feudal land baron. Remember that picture?
Dragonwick.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good picture.
Yeah, it was a good picture. Yeah. And you were nasty and mean and evil.
But lovable.
But cute.
Sweet. I always feel I get the dirty end of the stick, if you'll pardon the expression.
No, I think, we talked about this once on the show, I think the type of thing, and you love doing them.
Yeah, they're great.
You love doing those. It's like, because everybody loves the horror stories and the mystery stuff. And they're timeless.
Yeah.
They're not dated at all, right?
Wait, you know, you get to play such different kinds of parts. I mean, the hero is so dull. You know what I mean, huh?
Yeah, the good guy is always...
Yeah, but the hero's usually a fairly dull, straightforward guy. He's got to be good. But in Theater of Blood, for instance, I play 8 Shakespearean parts. Now, I'm an old Shakespearean ham actor, and I don't win the Critics' Circle Award.
So?
So, to get even with them, I kill off all the critics.
One by one.
Yeah, but the lovely thing was, you know, that when the English actors read the plot of the picture, they all wanted to be in it.
Right.
And so we have 12 of the best actors in England, Robert Morley and Dennis Price and Diana Rigg and Coral Brown, fantastic people in it. And I knock them all off.
And go around one by one.
Yeah, one by one, each one according to a play in Shakespeare.
Now, that's really a kind of a tour de force for it, actually, to be able to do something like that. Do people, when they meet you, I heard you talking to a couple of the fellows in the hall, I was in the makeup room, tend to associate with you all the time, or to frighten people? Karloff used to get that question all the time, and he was a gentle...
Oh, boy,
kind man. It was a lovely, quiet man.
A very,
you know,
sweet man. I had a wonderful thing happen the other day in an airport. I was sitting minding my own business, and this girl came up to me and she said, "You're not, are you?" And I said, "I'm not who?" And she said, "Boris Karloff." And I said, "No." I said, she said, "You're not Boris Karloff?" And I said, "No, he's dead." And she looked at me and said, "He is," and walked away.
Never asked who you were.
Never asked who I was at all.
Not exactly an ego builder, is it?
It was one of the most humiliating things that has ever happened to me.
He is, and she just split.
Just went away. Didn't have the slightest idea who I was. She knew I wasn't Peter Lorre because he was short.
Right. I wish we had that film clip. I think we talked about it one night on the show. And I think you were in that picture. Did you do a picture with Peter and Boris?
And Boris and Basil. I did one called Tales of Terror. And another one, somebody saw it. And, you know, this week in Paris, there's 7 of my pictures playing in a film festival. Can you imagine anything more depressing?
Not a bit. I think that's great. People love that.
Yeah, I think they do. They go all night long on the Champs-Élysées. There's nothing else to do in Paris anymore.
But, no, that film clip I was talking about, and I don't know who had it, but I saw it one night. And there was a scene where you were trying to break into a safe or something. And it was the outtake. It was never in the picture, of course. And you were breaking up.
Yeah.
You were putting each other on. Now, there was something so strange about seeing you and Karloff and Lorre acting like children and giggling.
À l'instant, Loudness, Dark Desire, c'est pas vraiment une chanson qui parle de choses liées à l'épouvante ou au fantastique, mais Dark Desire, on va dire que avec un titre comme ça, c'était propice à passer dans une soirée Halloween. Poursuivons avec un groupe solo qui s'appelle The Black, et le morceau c'est Lady Lilith.
Même pas les coups de sabre n'arrêteront leur marche. Même pas
À l'instant, Las Vulpes, Inquisition, et juste avant, c'était bien entendu Bûcheron par les Berruriers Noirs. Et nous poursuivons avec le groupe Astaroth, Satani Spiritus, un morceau de 1975.
Coming, he's coming to take us away.
name the Witchfinder General. Witchfinder General par Witchfinder General, le groupe de New Wave of British Heavy Metal, on va dire proto-doom, hein, un des groupes adeptes du son de Black Sabbath, tout comme Pagan Altar et éventuellement les Écossais de Holocaust. Voilà. Donc toujours cette soirée spéciale Halloween et on poursuit avec cette fois Sabbath, les Japonais, et le morceau Poison Child. Allez, un clin d'œil à Romain, on va écouter Kupstenica Crucifix sur l'album The Devil's Playground.
Since I cruise in my Chevrolet, scoping out the houses where the old stay. Who don't pay the fits, ask the 666. Twice they never make a house call, bitch. Murder is all on my mind, so I grip my plastic. Now I'm forced to only go, go where my soul sent me. Some shit I'm addicted to in my ashtray, plus the devil's in me. Don't try to fisty, six to the third power seat. Don't cross that switch, young bitch, I stand you both in the front of these machines. Guns, we point, don't run. It's kinda hard to duck when I start to buck, buck. I bet you won't get fucked, you fuck ass niggas. I catch you slipping, I kiss the cooking, and then me pulls back my fucking trigger. Have you yet figured what nigga have come to destroy you? Your old DJ and fool, I enjoyed you, but now it's time to cut the shit. You've been tricked, now witness. Witness my crucifix.
Inside, 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 inside that funk. Can't hypnotize, hypnotize.
Dead a nigga dead, it's dead a nigga dead, a nigga dead, it's in my person dead.
Inside, 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 inside that funk. Can't hypnotize, hypnotize.
Dead a nigga dead.
Crispy, every bloody red all on my pillow. Boom moves by my window, so I call my nigga Scarecrow. Chromie got the nine inside, I ain't cause me can't go in. I constantly fight the devil, though inside it seems he's winning. No witness in the dark, I start to rip some hearts up in them bars. Where's your God, oh where's your fucking God? Sooner or later, player days will come with many greater. Robbers, killers, cocaine dealers, the realers, the holders, haters. From ways away, them demons in the fucking basement, leaving niggas shaking when they face the face of Satan. Then Satan's in thy casket, meant the soul of that I blasted. There's all they get to fall, him then the hurt deep is in cracking. Me too, say him, Paul Man was rolling in the fucking load. Headed to a motherfucking Richard Wall, who I never turned a better, but no matter what I'm known. This soldier's soul, what's it causing? Hoes was scared, be robbing these niggas to make me so rich, bit bowed them to my crucifix.
Dead, a nigga dead, it's in my person, dead. Inside, inside.
Doit-on vous faire l'affront de présenter Sabbath Bloody Sabbath par Black Sabbath? Je ne sais pas. En tout cas, enchaînons sur un groupe italien, un autre, Mortuary Drape, et le morceau Primordial.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for the second installment of the Fantasy Film Festival. I'm your host, Mick Garris. Here on the Fantasy Film Festival, we're trying to salute the imaginative side of Hollywood and the world film industry by presenting the best science fiction, fantasy, and horror films we can get our hands on. Sometimes these come from the most unlikely places. Tonight's feature is just one of those, Piranha, intended as a low-budget exploitation film from Roger Corman's New World Pictures to capitalize on the success of Jaws. With us in the studio, we have one of the stars of Piranha, everyone's favorite vampire, Barbara Steele, the director of the picture, Joe Dante.
Nobody's favorite vampire.
That's right. And Paul Bartel, who was also in the film and is a director in his own right. He directed Death Race 2000, also for New World. We'll start with you, Barbara. How did you become involved in the picture?
Oh, well, I really don't know. Joe asked me to be in it. It's that simple.
Pretty much.
Bought me three martinis.
Much covers it.
I said yes. Right, but actually, I really wanted to play the Mad Doctor.
That's true. That's true.
I did.
Barbara was really, really hot to play Dr. Hoke, the Kevin McCarthy part. And since Dr. Hoke was frequently being beaten up by Bradford Dillman, we thought that might make the hero unsympathetic.
And I'm just dying to play a victim. I'm so exhausted by playing these sort of evil, predatory women. So if anyone wants to give me a victim role...
I'll give you a victim role. You're the victim of my questions. How much of your career has been, or much of your career has been devoted to the fantasy field? Has that been by choice? Do you like being involved in this?
Everything genre? Depends upon who you're working with. You know, once you're making a film, you're making a film. And most of the fantasy, so-called fantasy films I made were made in Europe, in genuine locations, and that was in Italy, most particularly in Italy. And that was very hypnotic and intriguing and spooky, because, you know, I crawled around in a lot of crypts, and I have a very ambivalent feelings about, you know, vomiting ketchup on somebody else's grave. But but I loved working with the Italians.
Figure about that smoke that load that part two. Misty Styles, 3-6 Marvin the Ho. We finna do this shit.
Just don't. niggas come to break it. Something awful in the house of torture. Stepping up to the coastal beast. They wake you with some horror. Horror, the chambers, the chambers, the chamber. To feel yourself open up in your hangar. Now your life's in danger. Evil nurse, the murderers, ruffling, infamous, ripping up out of your portion. I'm pushing to scare the wood, but you're tearing up niggas. Whatever they live in, go to this, they go through the lyrical legacy. Let the Lord inform us, light up the melody. Every nigga that try to compare it, they triple six mafia, won't get through therapy. When you walk through the wilderness, be very quiet. Lord inform us, mafia, I stop and suggest you watch out for the wood. Trust me, cause the scarecrow was out there, you're only for hunting. Special thanks to my brother, Ben Donnie, get rest in peace. He taught me about this mystery, so death for nigga. You don't wanna copy with the mafia, which of you did that money? The killer emporium, black miracle from the bloody Pacific. Scarecrow will flow to the end of infinity with the style is mystic. Deep when we creep, take your last breath. Roll up your tombstone, smoke a blunt of death. Beware, the juice of leaving funky hoes in terror. And scatter the mixy styles of the 3-6 devils. Whoever step up to this clip, then you're doomed. Cruel with my harpoon straight through your heart, fool. Soon I have you in the trance, swearing here an evil chance. To not stop down in my pants, busters do not stand a chance.
I'm a cold-hearted killer like murderer Alpha Poe. Strongest thousand battle wins and quick to break your bones. For Glock 1995, I caused an earlier death. You walk in 666, streets of room, watch your step. We all about making the cheese, we gotta stay straight, man. Robbing a working these hoes, fool, it ain't no thing. I even got virgins serving for me in some other nations. It was so hard that I got locked out for some tax evasion. Drugs and thieves is all I ever had, the pleasure of me. A rusty gas tank, nine on me, it hit your knee. I'm trying to keep from blasting off my motherfucking balls. Found the one in the chamber of the clock, I got on my drawers. I got my cap to the side, watch my fucking back. My dose across the street in the grass when I'm swinging the track. Satan worshiper, a thugger be my profile. Read my file, I've been a mean child for a while within a mystic style. Oh yeah, it's like this for the 9-5, just like last year. You can't fuck with us, biatch.
The juice up in this bitch and I'm out.
Yeah, there's no flapping this motherfucker straight from Funkertown, ho.
That's the boy in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Kicking these satanic verses, I'm out, ho. This little chat up in this motherfucker telling all these hoes take their hat on to the floor, I'm out.
Yeah, cause nigga up in this bridge, you bet he was sure.
Yeah, DJ Paul up in this motherfucker, the killer man, prop entertainment this ho.
Lord Evan with the scarecrow and this motherfucker, the mystical one, nigga.
Mystic Styles par 3-6 Mafia sur leur premier album Mystic Styles. Avant, on avait écouté Sam Hain, Moribund. Et on poursuit avec 45 Grave, Night of the Demons.
Have no idea what lies inside.
À l'instant, bien entendu, c'était Discharge, le cauchemar continue. N'est-ce pas? Alors tout d'abord, annonçons le numéro 60 de Rocardi avec, je crois, un sommaire plutôt orienté vers les New York Dolls, si je me souviens bien. On va vérifier ça tout de suite. Donc au sommaire de ce numéro 60, voilà, un dossier sur les New York Dolls, Johnny et Arthur, deux poupées de New York par Sonny Vincent, l'héritage des poupées par Wayne Barrett. Donc Wayne Barrett qui officie dans Slaughter and the Dogs. Il y aura aussi Alors, je pense que c'est les gens qui participent. Alors, Greg Prevost des Chesterfield Kings, Jeff Connolly, DMZ Liars. Liars, c'est L-Y-R-E-S, hein, pas Liar, menteur, L-I-A-R-S. Voilà. Liars, Patrick Foulou, Steve Hooker, Low Spiders, Shere Khan de Ici Paris, Thierry Jones des Jones et Bad Losers. Donc, et Alain Fédry aussi donc, participe à ce dossier sur les New York Dolls. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a d'autre ? Il y a les interviews en général hein, des Bad Losers, des Dynamite Shakers. Le SMAP Records, je crois que c'est le label de Rouen. Il y a War Room Joe, il y a Danger House, Bart and the Bratz, les Janitors, Teenage Hearts, Doom Doom Lovers, Miles Oliver, Mean Circles et les rubriques habituelles. Dans le CD compilation, vous aurez les Bad Losers, Bart and the Bratz, Caveman V ou Caveman 5, Doom Doom Lovers, Dynamite Shakers, Janitors, Mean Circles, Jack O'Leroy. Teenage Hearts, Warm Babies, donc 15 titres dont 6 inédits, les morceaux de Dynamite Shakers, Doom Doom Lovers, Main Circus, Jack O'Leroy et Miles Universe. Voilà pour le record de sommaire du Rockardy numéro 60. Vous avez aussi le fanzine By This Axe I Rule qui présente son numéro 6. Alors, on va vous donner le sommaire également. Allons-y, non, alors le site, oui c'est du direct, hein. c'est du direct, comme dirait, expression directe bien sûr. Alors, en anglais, numéro 6, 120 pages, format A5, au sommaire, Deceased, Rune Magic, Mithras, Zealotry, Fatum, Convocation, Funeral, Fuck, Innumerable Forms, Command, Exer, Evil Spectrum, Chaotian, Spiritless, Mortal Incarnation, et un dossier sur la scène death metal actuelle chilienne. Voilà, c'est la première partie donc, de ce dossier sur le death metal du côté du Chili. Death metal actuel, pas les vieux groupes genre Pentagram, etc. J'oublie les noms. Oui, on va en rester là. J'ai un nom en tête, ça commence par un A, mais j'ai oublié. Bref, pour les autres news, parce que le temps passe, comme dirait tout simplement Noir. Des émissions orientées rap West Coast sur YouTube ? Eh bien oui, ça existe. Tout d'abord Reservoir Raiders, qui initie un concept d'interview talk show intitulé La Conversation. Ils ont déjà fait venir Pash, des Deux Moines, Doz, donc D-O-Z de Grigny, et ALPHA des Pimps et Pim Césaire du CSRD. Il y a aussi un numéro de Yann Adamine Godcast qui date de février en fait, avec Cole 97, alias Big Hush, alias Mansa Moussa. Donc on salue Lord Jamar. Autre chose, Artus Film annonce deux Giallo pour février 2022, L'œil du labyrinthe de 72 de Mario Cayano, celui qui a fait le film Napoli Spada, et La mort caresse à minuit, toujours de 72, de Luciano Ercoli. Le fanzine Ancient Spirit Terror sort son 7e numéro au sommet Inquisition, Paxaxaxa, Bloodstorm, Necromantical Invocation, Gnosis, Septicemia, entre autres, 12€ plus port, et c'est dispo chez Destruction Records. Avec d'autres fanzines, des DVD, des cassettes, etc., des vinyles aussi, etc., etc. Bromure et Squelette ont effectué une mine tournée européenne entre le 11 et 20 novembre. La France, l'Espagne et la Suisse. Voilà. Ils sont coutumiers du fait, on va dire, hein, Bromure. Voilà pour les news. On continue avec...
Ça serait bien que le morceau soit calé.
Ça serait bien que le morceau soit calé. Ça serait bien que le morceau soit calé. Rosalinde.
Prête à venger mon amour,
to me, blow in my pen, the sweet home for to show. And I tell my feet.
Comincia a preoccuparmi. Questo disse Alfred Hitchcock, maestro del thrilling, dopo aver visto il primo film di Dario Argento. Quel film capolavoro era L'uccello dalle piume di cristallo. È Dario Argento, il regista che ha aperto una nuova dimensione sul mondo angoscioso della paura.